Sweet.
Hi, I'm Peter Eckert. I'm the co-director, one of two co-directors of Data Across Sectors for Health. We're a fairly new project funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And we are working in a collaboration with our partners at the Michigan Public Health Institute. And so the Illinois Public Institute, where I work, and the Michigan Public Health Institute are partners in developing this work around this new field of data across sectors for health. So I don't have anything to disclose, and neither does Danielle, except for that we are happy to be here and happy that you have joined us today. What we'd like to do, if we had our full presentation time, would be to engage in a conversation about this work. Danielle is going to present some of our early findings from our environmental scan, what we think is happening in the field, but it's really new. And I wouldn't say at all that we understand all the things. I mean, the idea about the drivers for collaboration is so interesting to us, because we're sort of trying to understand what are the drivers for community-based data sharing. And so thanks very much for that presentation on the drivers. It's an important contribution of what we're trying to do. So in the lieu of being able to have a conversation where you tell us all the stuff that you know, I will say that our presentation, the important kernels of content are in the two-page flyer up here, and so grab that, and then you really don't have to actually pay attention at all, and you can check your email. Or the other thing that's really important for us is, you know, when we describe what constitutes a DASHE project, something that sounds like what we're discussing, we'd really like for you just to send us an email at info@dashconnect.org and just say, hey, you should check this thing out, because we are still in the discovery process. And I'll finally say that that same email is where you can sign up for updates. This is probably at least a 3 to 5 year project, and we anticipate a longer conversation about what we're trying to do. Really, and the biggest thing, and it just, you know, both the presentations that preceded ours remind us that, you know, one of the important things that we can do is to try to align these efforts. I mean, what we're doing is not so different from what a lot of you are doing, certainly the folks on the panel are doing, and it's important for us to understand it so we can see where we fit. So just like the preceding presentation, we are funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and as they develop their culture of health, which I know that has been a feature in a number of presentations at this conference, we just remind us that we are looking at the world through that same lens, trying to understand how health is generated, you know, where we work, live, and play. The thing that's really important for us at DASHE is that we understand that there's been this incredible investment in health information technology, and that's fabulous. You know, we love the Affordable Care Act and what it's done. And, you know, I think this, you know, understanding sort of how we address the triple aim is really important. But at the same time, everybody's kind of waking up to what so many presenters have been saying, and what you all in this room know, is that, you know, a relatively small percentage of health is actually created and maintained inside of the hospital walls, inside of the doctor's office, right? And so most of the stuff that really contributes to health, the social determinants, isn't in that clinical record. And so Robert Wood Johnson's action framework includes attention to integrating data and information systems that include information from the social determinants. And so all the things that we've all been talking about the last few days, you know, information about education and transportation and the built environment and all the human and social services, mental health, behavioral health, all this stuff that is absolutely key to long-term health and well-being. We've got to figure out a way together to start to bring that into the record so that it supports clinical decision-making for sure, but also gives us a much better understanding of what's actually true about what happens in a community. So DASHE itself, what are we about? We're really, and this is one part I'm going to read. DASHE identifies and supports community collaborations and initiatives that use shared data and information to increase their capacity for planning, implementing, and evaluating community health impact. If we were able to do our driver diagram, you know, we would have a whole bunch of things that represent kind of health interventions out here on the side. But the aim for us is really about increasing community capacity so that we know that there are collaborations and initiatives that are trying to support and strengthen a whole lot of community actors who've come around a specific strategy for health improvement. And so we don't see a straight line between data and community health improvement. We see that data is there to inform decision making, to allow us to set better priorities, for us to evaluate our intervention, and share data, not siloed in any one particular sector, but shared data is going to give us the best understanding of what's happening in the community and what's happening in our interventions. And so our primary purpose in DASH is to help identify those folks, which is why your notes to us are so important. And then we're going to work with some grantees, and that will be announced at the start of next year. And then we're also going to be working very hard on communicating out to the field some of the lessons learned. So I want to get ready to turn it over to Danielle Lepar from the Mission Public Health Institute. They've been leading sort of the investigation of what's happening in the field. But really, I encourage you to participate with us by letting us know what you're seeing out there and include it in this exciting work.
Great, thanks so much, Peter. And thank you to everyone here in the room. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. And I know it's day four or five for you already at this conference, so thank you for sticking around. So as Peter described, an early activity of DASH was to conduct an environmental scan. And what we really tried to do through the environmental scan is understand what's going on right now in the field of multi-sector data sharing for health improvement, as well as what's working and what's not working. In doing this, we've also been documenting promising examples, or what we've been calling bright spots, of communities already engaged in this sort of work. And I think this fits really well with some of the sentiments that I've been hearing echoed throughout the conference, and that you know, working in public health, sometimes it's helpful to make that. We might be more effective in our work if we make a paradigm shift, and instead of focusing on what the problems are, to focus on what are the approaches that are working well and how can we replicate that. So the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funds research and projects on a variety of areas. Our niche is health data and IT. And for DASH specifically, we in the foundation are interested in initiatives that have four key characteristics. And Peter briefly described these. But the first is that we're interested in efforts that are collaborative, that are working across boundaries to solve problems that can't be solved by any one institution or organization working alone. And because our focus is on building a culture of health, and we know that health is, as we've all heard throughout the conference, is influenced most where we work, play, worship, learn. You know, we're looking for the involvement of sectors that impact health outside and beyond, in addition to health and healthcare, so multi-sector. And then in addition to collaboration among multiple sectors, our particular focus is on those initiatives who are sharing information and data in some form, or who endeavor to do so. And finally, the reason we do this work is to improve the health of communities. And you know, another thing that we've been hearing at the conference is that part of the beauty of doing this multi-sector work is that you know, although sectors outside health and healthcare might not speak the same language as us, what we're really realizing is, or what other sectors are realizing, is that they've been doing health-related work all along. It's just learning how to speak the same language can be extremely helpful in providing that focus moving forward. So I'm going to start to move on to share some of our initial findings, and I want to make two points before I go into them. The first is that 15 minutes is not very long, especially because Peter wants to finish in under that time. So I'm just going to present a few nuggets of our learnings, but we encourage you to connect with our on dashconnect.org to learn more about the work that we're doing. And then the second point is kind of reemphasizing one of the points that Peter made, that this is an emerging field and we're still very much engaged in collecting examples of work related to Dash. So it's great to have the opportunity to connect with all of you, and we're excited for you to learn about what you know about is going on in the field. So today we have detailed information about 87 initiatives or efforts that meet all four of our priority characteristics. And these, the information that we have represents initiatives in 27 states. And this is likely already changed based on some of the folks we've connected with at this conference. And another early activity of Dash, as Peter mentioned, was to release a call for proposals, which attracted 409 submissions. So this was a lot more than we expected, and based on these initial numbers, we know that multi-sector data sharing is occurring across the country in communities, and we anticipate that we're really just scratching the surface of what's going on out there. So in seeking out initiatives related to of interest to Dash, we had some assumptions when we started out about the types of initiatives that we would find and what they might look like. But we've discovered that data sharing occurs in a variety of configurations, and this really depends on who is doing the data sharing and how it's being used to support health improvement, which we learned is happening in a variety of ways. So for an example, an initiative we're interested in might be a single hospital looking to fulfill their community benefit requirements and therefore engage in a formal or informal collaboration to support a community health needs assessment. A health information exchange may also be opening up, which multiple organizations can have some level of access to, which can support care coordination, program planning, resource allocation, et cetera. These are kind of purposes that we're paying attention to. And then a third example is, there's been an increasing interest in open data, and so where a single data owner collects and combines its data from different successor sectors, and it's then available for multiple purposes in the community. So two of the key questions that we had for our environmental scan were, one, who is currently participating in data sharing, and two, who should or is planned to be involved in data sharing. And the call for proposal applicants check boxes that indicated sectors currently involved in collaboration and those that they intended to add in the future. And the takeaway from this slide here is that public health and healthcare right now are the two predominant uses or users of data, but you can see that the proposed sectors are relatively consistent across the board. So we know that there's broad interest in multi-sector data sharing, and we're interested in how these sectors begin to participate in cross-sector data sharing moving forward. So another key question of the scan centered around understanding the primary drivers of multi-sector data sharing for health. This slide summarizes the various purposes for 85 of the initiatives on which we have detailed information for. And in this particular figure, you can see that the top two purposes are for data sharing include identifying community needs and identifying disparities. But in general, we notice that the purposes for data sharing tend to cluster around four areas, which include improving patient care or improving the point of service, care at the point of service, conducting needs assessment and resource allocation planning and monitoring, conducting research and policy, and then this fourth category is kind of a catch-all. It's multi-purpose. So, for example, providing infrastructure for potential initiatives to achieve multiple community aims. So a bit broad, but through the scan, we also endeavor to find specific ways in which technology can facilitate converting data into information that can actually support action and community health improvement. And so when we talk to people, unsurprisingly, one of the most salient themes expressed across our data sources for the scan was that raw data in and of itself is not inherently useful to people. You know, data must be analyzed in a way and conveyed in a way that supports decision making, and that information, it needs to be tailored to the particular stakeholder to which it's going, who's using it. So moving forward, we're really interested in how this conversion of data to useful information occurs. So in order to present a better picture of what we are interested in, we selected a few examples to share with you to demonstrate, you know, what we've collected thus far. And as we mentioned, we're hoping that we can learn from you many of the efforts that you might be aware of or engaged in already. And we'll only briefly touch on each of these examples, but in doing so, we hope to answer some core questions, which include, you know, what were the contextual drivers for this initiative? Who's involved? How is being data shared, and what is happening as a result? So the first example that we will touch on is Healthy Montgomery, which is in Montgomery County, Maryland. 8 years ago, the Montgomery County, Maryland Department of Health and Human Services, as well as local hospitals, banded together to collaborate on community health data requirements in a way that would really, truly meet the needs of the community. And subsequent outreach really revealed that many entities in multiple sectors were committed to data-driven approaches to accomplish their sector-specific goals in addition to the health-related goals. So data is now updated and shared annually via an open data platform. The platform presents benchmarks and uses mapping technology for certain metrics. And the key point here is that the initiative started out attempting to use shared data for typical health-related assessments and planning, like satisfying community benefit needs requirements. But the need to involve other sectors quickly became clear, and there was a value proposition to be made to those other sectors for why they would benefit in their work from participating in shared data. The next project I want to talk about is the Knowledge Integration Project, which is located in San Diego, California. And with healthcare reform on the horizon, the San Diego Health and Human Services Agency launched LiveWell San Diego to support the idea of community thriving. And currently, program-specific data systems operate across the county, but the Knowledge Integration Program is really working with a vendor to create an electronic information exchange platform in which a data warehouse will provide infrastructure for aggregate analytics to go to various providers across the community. And so although the system is not live yet, they have done some initial manual data matching for example, probation population with other beneficiaries. And this revealed surprising and yet probably not that surprising findings to this crowd, but that the highest service use was in areas of basic human needs, so food stamps, health insurance, et cetera. So moving forward, the system will allow service providers to make referrals, and customer portals will allow individuals to look up and manage their personal records. And the purposes that are highlighted here, the need to identify resources and target services, as well as improving care coordination, are drivers that DASH continues to be very interested in moving forward. So the last example that I want to highlight briefly is the Colorado Health Observational Regional Data Service, or CORDS. And the CORDS initiative provides an example of how the growth of electronic health records adoption can be leveraged for place-based population health. So within CORDS, five public health departments have partnered with several large healthcare systems to implement a query-based platform that interfaces data warehouses populated with electronic health records. And public health departments are using the system to track health status and risk factors such as obesity and tobacco use in real time. So that's, I think, the key thing there. And mapping health conditions at the neighborhood or census tract level, as well as longitudinal data, is used to evaluate programming. So these are all use cases that the system is supporting. So partners are looking to sustain the system by integrating it into the functionality of Colorado's health information exchange and by existing public reporting platforms. And for DASH as a whole, this represents something we're very interested in as well, and that is how these data sharing efforts will be sustained over time. So in addition to the examples that I just went over, the scan was really critical for revealing themes related to challenges, lessons learned, and solutions for growth. And a key barrier reported that is not unique to DASH by any means, that undercut all of the other things that we learned, is that scarce resources, time, funding, expertise, underlie and exacerbate everything else. But otherwise, challenges tended to cluster in two key areas. So the first being technical and operational challenges. These challenges had to do with groups' familiarity with data within other sectors and the lack of capacity to analyze data across sectors locally, and again with this issue of language, the lack of standardized definitions. Data quality and usefulness was another prevalent issue reported, specifically the fact that it is difficult to ensure the validity of and accuracy of data when it's shared across sectors. So this is particularly true when exchanging or integrating individual and population level data. And finally, challenges related to interoperability and the difficulty associated with systems' ability to exchange data across sectors and present it, again, in useful ways. So when you share data across sectors, another area of challenges have to do with managing relationships. There's this whole collaboration aspect to it in many, to varying degrees depending on the initiative. But related challenges may have to do with demonstrating the value cases for all prospective stakeholders to be involved. So really, you know, honing in on how will sharing data benefit, you know, you, and how can we get you to have some skin in the game. Building trust is also a challenge when working across sectors. As local entities, we found are often in competition with one another for scarce resources in the community, and the fact that privacy and security are a really key concern to many of the groups participating in this. And something interesting about that is that we found, based on what we heard from our subject matter experts who participated in key informant interviews, that oftentimes these barriers around privacy and security are more often perceived than real, but people are so afraid of that they are limited in their willingness to engage in this type of work. And then related to this and the need for initiatives to establish is the need for initiatives to establish strong governance where specific rules exist around the collection and sharing of data and to ensure transparency when it comes to data stewardship. So as Peter and I discussed, these are really just a few nuggets of the environmental scan and our learnings to date, but we really want to know more about what's going on in the field and where the field wants to go. So not only those who are currently engaged in this type of work, but those who want to be engaged in this type of work, what are the needs? So again, we have a two-pager on DASH, so if you didn't listen, you can look at that. But I don't, did we bring index cards?
We don't have, that's why I said for folks to send DASH.
Okay, yeah, so if you have information on related work or initiatives or questions for us, we'd love to connect with you and share what we're learning along the way. So sign up for updates.